Good to be back, Damien. We'll look forward to the season coming ahead, mate.
Oh, gee, my goodness. How quick is that approaching?
Really quick, mate. When I don't think people realise how busy our footy clubs are behind the scenes, and we have been flat out. And, mate, it's coming around real quick, and to be honest, I can't wait for the season to start.
Well, you're not going to have to wait long. Like, I can't believe we're in March already, Kevin. It seemed like the other day, but we had their Christmas breaks, and everyone's back into the new year, and... Yeah, why are we away now? Only a little bit over a month. And
round one we played, Good Friday. So Irimple are hosting us for Good Friday out there. And then our first game at the new facility will be April 30th against Imps.
I was going to say, I thought you were part of the split round, but that's right. You always kick off Friday on Good Friday. Gee, that's a big first up test, Irimple at Irimple.
Irimple at Irimple, and then Imps at home. The first two games could make us or break us.
straight into one and two on the. Well, I'll tell you what, South Mildura last year, Kevin, impressed me. His guys were on a bit of a roll. Then you hit a bit of a wall, and you got on a bit of a roll again, and it all got canned for the year. But you were one of the you guys in Merbein were probably the unluckiest, I'd say. You don't know what could have happened with the rest of the year.
No, that's right. And you could probably throw Mildura in there too.
Yeah,
I think those three clubs were all fighting for that last spot in the finals. But, yeah, you're right. We showed some solid improvement, you know. Ben Dalton, the coach, has brought a game plan to the club that, you know, the boys were executing well. We just had a bit of a run with injuries sort of mid-year and a bit of a form slump. But, you know, the signs were positive and... compared to previous years, so you know, looking forward to see what we can build on this year on the back of last year.
Yeah, absolutely, Kevin. Those three sides yourself, Mildura and Merbein. If you know whoever got into that last spot, all of those three clubs were absolutely capable of anything on their day. And I think that was the mystique towards the end of the season is if one of these three sides is going to make it, they are capable of a big upset in finals. But we never got to see it. So hopefully, we will this year.
Yeah, well, hopefully. I think the COVID climate sort of petered out a little bit and we'll get to see a full season and finals finally.
Well, I was about to say to you, I know we've still got players that may be close contacts and in isolation and all the rest of it. If that happens and you get hit hard with that type of thing, it's, gee whiz, you're going to stretch your depth, aren't you, at every club?
Yeah, we have spoken about it, you know, at league level, and I guess the situation is if, you know, a club comes down with cases where you're just going to have to fill up, I guess, and, you know, make sure you're, I suppose, fielding a senior side first and then see what happens in the sort of lower grades. But we just deal with that like we did last year on a week-to-week basis, mate, and, you know, it's out of our hands, really.
Like you said, I think COVID's starting to die down. You may get through pretty well. I think you'll get through without any... Well, the lockdown's not a thing of the past and cancellations of seasons. I think you got injuries and COVID to worry about. So let's hope the injury front's all good and the COVID doesn't hit you very hard either.
Yeah, and exactly right. You know, injuries are the one that sort of, you know, puts a dent in any club's, you know, progress. So hopefully we'll have a good run and we'll have a good shot at, you know, playing for finals. And that's our plan, is to, you know, make finals and you... Like you said, you never know what happens in finals.
Yeah, no, well, as you know, Kevin, as well as I do, they are a completely different season come that little month of football. It all changes. Yeah, you know, you've kept everyone from last year. You've got a few recruits in that you've kept close to your chest. You must be pretty excited about the first game against Imperials at the Sporting Precinct. The Oval looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, Oval's looking great. Look, we're really looking forward to showcasing the precinct for what it is, and I've said it before, it's a fantastic facility, you know, and obviously there's some, you know, issues that we'll iron out along the way, and I'm sure on game day, our first game out there, you know, there'll be something we've forgotten about to think about, and we'll deal with it on the day, but, you know, we can't wait. The ground looks unreal. It's getting ready for a cricket grand final, obviously, and they'll let that grow a little bit for the footy season. But, yeah, it's a fantastic facility.
Well, you can't expect to have all your bases covered first up. Given a $50 million bloody building, mate, you can't think of everything on a game day for football. Like you said, there'll be something you miss, but it won't be anything major anyway.
No, that's right. Like I said, we'll deal with it on the day, but... You know, we can't wait to get out there and you know, start cooling at home, you know, properly, we'll be out there and, you know, establish ourselves at that ground.
You know, I was having a look through your draw yesterday. I realised you had Irimple and Imps first up, although I was stuffed up at the start of the interview. There's no easy game left in the SFL, is there? It's a tough draw right through, really.
Yeah. Look, every side at the moment is capable, you know. Even teams like Redcliffe and Robin Vale that probably struggled a bit last year,
yep.
You know, they showed signs and glimpses, and what they've done over the preseason, we're not too sure. So, you know, there's always clubs that are going to improve. So we have to improve to keep being competitive and vie for that final spot, you know. So, yeah, it's pretty even, you know. Obviously, Imps and Irimple have been the benchmark for a number of years.
Yep.
You know, we make no bones about it. We want to be the benchmark, you know, and we've still got a bit of a way to go in that regard. But, you know, we're on the right path.
You know, I was just thinking the other night to myself, if you go back 20, 25 years, there was always one, maybe two teams that were chopping blocks in SFL. They just don't exist anymore.
No, that's right. You know, and I know, look, we suffered a couple of big losses last year and mid-year, but, you know, and again, they were against Imps and Irimple, but I'm pretty sure, you know, those happened far and few between compared to what they did years ago.
Absolutely. So you guys, you've been back in full pre-season training now for a while. You've got all your senior squad from last year, plus a couple of recruits. You know, South Mildura are in a pretty healthy state at the moment, Kevin. Your expectations would be pushed pretty hard for the finals, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, and you don't want to say too much in regards to, because everybody's playing for finals, you know, and we are too. We, you know, and I think we'd probably be a bit disappointed if that didn't happen. But, you know, the season can produce anything.
Well, I thought you might maybe be going to do a Jeff Kennett there in the SFL for a minute. But no, yeah. Remember when he said we'll win the premiership this year and Alistair Clarkson was going to shoot him? It's
yeah, mate, they're bold predictions to make, and you've got to be pretty confident. You know, of course, we want to win premiership,
yeah.
You know, but there's stepping stones to get to that position, and the first one's probably making finals.
It's hard, Kevin, isn't it? To win a flag, you've got to have everything going your way all year, really. It's a tough gig. It's a tough game just to get to, let alone win a premiership.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you know, it doesn't matter what level of football or sport you play, you know, to get to that last game of the year and then to win it, you know, everything has to fall into place. Everything has to work right, and especially on that last day. So, you know, it's hard, but we're striving to get there.
You know, Kevin, we all talk about the Imperial Football Club and the Irimples of the world, but my word, South Mildura have had some mighty teams over the years and a lot of success. They're a very successful football club.
Yeah, look, it's funny, and I've said it plenty of times before, football and netball clubs, unfortunately, their success is based on their senior football team.
Yep.
Obviously, we haven't had a lot of that, you know, through our history, but as a club, we are very strong, and we've been really successful in lots of grades of football and netball. So, you know, in terms of overall success, we're pretty good. Where that senior football success eludes us, and we're, you know, on the right path to start rectifying that.
You know, Kev, it's going to be pretty weird not to see you down at number 3 Oval first thing in the new year, but it's progress and we move forward. I look forward to going out when I can get out of the studio of a Saturday afternoon, have a kick at the new sporting precinct. So, mate, the best of luck from everyone here in St. Rasia Football to take it on and go down to the new sporting precinct, and may it work out just as, you know, all your dreams that you've dreamt of, and let's see you in the finals at the end of the year.
Really appreciate it, mate, and thank you for that. And, yeah, we look forward to hosting you. If you can get out of the studio, you know, come down and chase me down and we'll look after you. But, yeah, we can't wait. You know, obviously the first game's a night game, so, you know, just want everybody to come down and have a look at the facilities, have a look at it under lights, you know, whether you support Imps or support South, it doesn't matter. Just come down and have a look and enjoy a night out of the footy.
Well, that one I'll be at because I get out of here at 6 o'clock. It's one of the things about doing a sports show, Kev. I love going to the football and watching a bit of sport. I just can't get to do it on a Saturday, but look, I'll be there against the Imperials, mate, to have a look at the new precinct and see how the doggies are shaping up.
Yeah, no, I look forward to it, mate. We're looking forward to the season. We're pretty buoyant about how we're going and you know, so we can't wait, mate.
Nah, look, Kev, it's been great to catch up with you. No doubt I'll harass you again during the season. So best of luck. Best of luck come Good Friday, and let's hope you get your season off to a winner.
No worries, mate. Thanks very much.
See you, Kev.
Good on you, mate. Cheers.